RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantera Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everyone. It is another edition of Tee to Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday morning. I'm Brian Colsey, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. Hope everybody's having a good start to your weekend here on another nice weekend here in Western New York. Coming up over the course of the show, we got a jam-packed show. PGA Tour is back. We're going to be talking about the Charles Schwab Challenge here in just one moment. Coming up in our second segment, a look at Bobolink, one of Western New York's hidden treasures. An interview coming up there with a little information about what's going on. In our third segment, Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges, will join us. You might want to start getting your equipment back in order or a fitting session or a lesson. Pat will give you all the information about that. Our normal features, our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, our Champions Tour report, we'll look at the Ryder Cup report, and our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. All, of course, of the next hour here. As we say good morning first to Kevin Sylvester. Kevin, good morning.
Brian, I like how you say nice weekend. I mean, overall it is, but we were 90 just 3 days ago, right? And I'm wearing a pullover this morning for my round after the show. So probably slacks too, you know. I'll keep the pants on. So,
Well, I always wear slacks, and I'd much rather have it be 65 than 90. So you can have your 90s, Kevin.
That's right. That's right. So lots to get to. Yes, golf is back, and let's not waste any time here. We're going to bring in a guest who is at Colonial Country Club in Texas, Tim Schmidt, the managing editor from Golf Week and also the USA Today Network. Tim with a Buffalo connection, which we'll get to in a moment here. But Tim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are we doing back there? I'm sorry to hear about the cold temps. Let me tell you something. It's 90-something all the time in Texas, so you got to get used to it, especially for a kid from the city of Tonawanda. It's a little steamy.
That's right. So, Tim, now, as we said, the managing editor with Golf Week and USA Today Network, he's down there covering the event. We obviously thought with it golf returning this week, we wanted to get an inside perspective on what's it like out on the course and just what is different and what it looks the same. But Tim, you did mention your connection with Buffalo. Many probably will remember our highly rated intermission interviews where you were covering the Sabres for Niagara Gazette for many years. But yes, I know that Buffalo still has a big spot in your heart.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, following through with some of the things that I'm doing here now, I just got named to this position a couple months ago. And to be at a sporting event again, I assumed I would walk into, you know, circus-like atmosphere. And I'm going to tell you, the media center here at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, there are fewer people than there would be in the press box at a Sabres-Jets Tuesday night game. I mean, there's like 20 people here in this media center. It's such a bizarre vibe, and it all relates back to stuff that I'm familiar with in Buffalo, but it's just such a different feeling being here.
Yeah, so the course itself, we know there's no fans, and that's obviously made, I guess you'd say, for a little less drama in terms of watching it on the television side from what we got to see so far. What is it like out there, and what have the players been saying in terms of, you know, just what's different for them?
Yeah, the vibe is just so unique. I'm sitting next to Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel, and yesterday he came back in and said that he watched Phil Mickelson birdie 18. Three people clapped, and one of them was his coach, and that's the new normal. These guys have actually started joking about this. They're kind of nodding to each other and raising their hands after hitting a putt, and it's just such a weird vibe. The backstory is even weirder, because if you think about the fact that these guys haven't played in a long time, they're really just excited to be back out there. This isn't the typical grind for them. I mean, you know, the PGA Tour is a grind. They play until Sunday night. Monday they travel. Tuesday they're at the next site. They're playing the pro-am the next day after a practice round. These guys have had 3 months off, so they're looking forward to kind of the revelry of the whole thing. And there isn't any. I mean, it's just a handful of volunteers clapping after somebody hits a big drive or a nice putt. Very odd.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, too, about Colonial, I mean, it is one of the great golf clubs, country clubs in America. It's a special place. Ben Hogan's office is in there, the trophy room, which, of course, the statue, which I saw was masked earlier this week. And you have the Wall of Champions there on the first tee. There's just so many special things at Colonial. And they did a lot of things, too, Tim, to build it up over the years for the fan experience. The par 3 on the back, is it 13, if I remember correctly, where all along the left, Sung Kang had an ace there. It was kind of weird
seeing
the hole. I worked that event once when Jordan Spieth won it several years ago for PGA Tour Radio, and it was weird seeing that hole without everything behind it there, without the grandstand. So just talking about the golf course without what we're used to seeing.
Well, it's pristine, too. I mean, it's just such a beautiful place. It's kind of tucked into this neighborhood in Fort Worth, which is just a beautiful spot of the city. And then, you know, you pull up. When I came Tuesday to get my media credential, you know, typically you pull up and there'd be a line full of cars and they'd have a whole bunch of people pushing you into a certain direction. There was one guy sitting at the front gate and asked me who I was and was I going in the wrong direction? Was I a fan? Because there are no fans allowed on site. So the whole vibe is just really bizarre. But the course itself, the layout, it's in perfect shape, even though it's obviously warm here. One of the interesting things you bring up, Kevin, is there are a handful of Wrigley-like spectator stands that are across the street from the course on various properties. So people who have homes that are raised a little bit, the front lawns might be raised. They've actually built little structures where you can see over the fence into into the course. So there are like these, you know, four pockets of fans who you can hear cheering in certain spots. It's such a weird thing. It really is. But overall, I mean, I think that these guys, like I said before, they're just excited to be back out here. So the course is playing pretty, well, to be honest, we can get to that in a second, but the course Thursday, played very easy. And it's in perfect condition. So even though there aren't all those bits and pieces that would typically be here at this event, it still feels special. You can still feel that there's something significant going on. And there's a vibe among the guys themselves because they know that golf is back. And by the way, the whole country is watching. You know, there hasn't been a sporting event in forever. So they know that. You can sense that when they walk into the media room.
Yeah, I was wondering. I saw the scores were great. You know, I mean, you see a lot of good early round scores. And I didn't know if that's because these guys are just came back on top of their game, but you're saying the course is maybe a little soft, playing easy, with the pin positions easy, or?
Well, Bryson DeChambeau played well because, you know, he's gotten so skinny. I'm just kidding. If you haven't seen him, he looks like Brian Bosworth out on the course. It's interesting. So I arrived Monday night. Tuesday and Wednesday here in Fort Worth were hot but breezy. The guys got out there. They played their practice rounds. And Thursday, nothing. There was no wind at all. And actually, I tweeted that first thing on Thursday morning. I was like, uh-oh, these guys might go at this course. Because it's not a long course. It's really more of a shot-making course. And if there is no wind to affect these guys, they're going to keep posting numbers like that. Now, will that be the weekend? Will the wind stay away? It's not in the forecast to be real breezy on Sunday. But if it is, that changes everything very, very quickly on this course.
Tim Schmidt joining us here from Golf Week. You can follow him on Twitter. He just mentioned it, at TMS Golf Week. He's down covering the first live golf event back here on the PGA Tour schedule at Colonial, the Charles Schwab Challenge. You mentioned DeChambeau. He definitely was the social media buzz yesterday surrounding this event. A lot of side-by-side pictures of looking at him from 2 years ago when he made his debut to now. Obviously, he looks like a chiseled statue out there. And some of his drives were like in excess of 340 and some 350. He has got to be, I'm sure, what the media would call an interesting story for them to cover.
Absolutely. I mean, let's put it this way. Bryson DeChambeau came into this week, and of course, you know, the season has been on hiatus for 3 months, but in the 2020 abbreviated season, he was the distance leader. He led the tour in driving. On Thursday, his average drive was 25 yards longer than his previous, you know, tour leading average. Wow. That's crazy. Thursday, Justin Rose came in after shooting 7 under. And, you know, one of the first questions was about DeChambeau. And he said, man, I'm telling you, on the first tee, he was 45 yards ahead of me. I mean, it's a totally different game. Justin Rose is 6'3", 190. So it's freakish. Now, can he do all the other pieces? Can he keep all the other pieces in his game? Has he lost flexibility? That remains to be seen. Will it affect his stamina? It's funny. I follow now because I live golf now more than ever. I follow him on Twitch, which I had never been on before. It's basically a gaming channel or a gaming platform for folks who don't know that. And he goes through his intense workouts on Twitch. Guy is a beast. I mean, he just lives for this stuff. And by the way, he doesn't mind the talk. Thursday Rose came in. I'm all out of sorts here. Thursday Rose came in and said that about being the smallest guy in his group. He also played with Dustin Johnson and how he felt like a little guy at 6'3", 190. And I tweeted that out. DeChambeau liked my tweet last night. So it's not like he's opposed to people talking about how big he's gotten. He loves the talk.
Yeah, I watch it. I'm afraid this is where golf's going. I mean, it's been going that way. And, you know, but I'm wondering, has he gone too far? Is he a better player now than he was 2 years ago? I know it's a basher's game now, and it's a different game than it was. But what are your thoughts on that? Is he becoming a better player? It's hard to tell. I mean, he's the back one. I mean, he looks freakishly large. He looks like an NFL player.
Yeah, he really does. It's kind of crazy to see. I just tweeted out a picture of him from Thursday's round. You know, but like you said, it is going in that direction. Look at Koepka. I mean, Koepka's become more sculpted, and that's where these guys are going. There's so much money at stake. There's the tour is so intense now. It leads itself. It lends itself to, you know, I think back to the 1970 Sabres, and we would hear the stories about how they wouldn't skate for 2 months over the summer. They'd drink beer and they'd show back up at training camp. I mean, those days are over for all sports, and golf is no different. They've maybe prolonged a little bit because of a few things like technology, but I think that's the wave. The next wave is guys who work on their physique as much as possible. And by the way, the flexibility that goes with that. It can't just be bulkiness. It has to be flexibility and strength and speed. That's what the end of this is can you get the, you know, the club head through faster? And right now he can.
Well, that's a fascinating thing. He initially said he did it to protect his back because he was having some back issues, but also to create more speed. It'll be interesting to see how his knees hold up with that, because that's what we've seen with Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson's had knee problems. That seems to be the new injury, that meniscus and all the torque they put on their knees. That's why we see Tiger very he's leaner now. Takes some load off the back. Rory McIlroy, very leaner. I mean, you look at Rory, he looks like he's 145 pounds, but he's ripped. But he got himself leaner. So that'll be interesting to see how it holds up for Bryson DeChambeau. But listen, this guy's the mad scientist, and he certainly knows what he's doing to figure this thing out.
And by the way, like you said about being lean, others following that through the hiatus, Gary Woodland lost 25 pounds. He's been kind of a big, bulky guy. Graham McDowell, to be honest with you, I didn't recognize the guy. Walked through, he's kind of lost that pot belly. As a matter of fact, again, I tweeted something out about him saying he was looking svelte. He retweeted it, and I saw him in the hotel lobby at the Omni in downtown Fort Worth and said, "Hey, man, I took that photo." He goes, "Yeah, I was proud that somebody noticed. Somebody noticed that I'm looking good, so thanks, man." So, that's where a lot of these guys are trying to do this. Again, it's a marathon. PGA Tour is a marathon. Even with the break, I mean, we're going to have months and months of really, if everything holds out, of course, of really jam-packed weeks. So these guys know they've got to be in this for the long haul, and training is super important for them.
Tim, last question before we let you go here. What have you heard in terms of the procedures of handling the safety of everyone with COVID in terms of coming into the course, on the course, leaving for the next day, positives and negatives? Just what have you heard from everybody in that instance?
It's been the talk of the tournament. I mean, the first question to every player coming off for the first two or three days here was that, is the bubble intact? Do you feel safe? I'll be honest, guys. I think, and this is just me talking, I think they almost feel too comfortable. I've noticed, players walking around downtown Fort Worth, no masks outside the bubble. You can build the bubble. People have to stay in it. People have to be part of this process and adhere to the protocols. So I think these guys feel absolutely comfortable. They were all tested in advance. They know that all the caddies and players on site were tested on Wednesday, I believe it was, and all were negative. I can tell you all the media members were screened and had their temperatures taken, and we're actually at a distance from them. But I am curious about that because, there's definitely a feeling that they're back to work. And even just sensing them kind of reaching out to each other and fist bumping, and this was just the first day. If things stay okay, I am a little nervous about the fact that they're getting a little too lax about the whole thing. And I wonder what the tour can really do to enforce it. I mean, this is a player's game, and the players' council will dictate kind of how this is handled moving forward. So I'm curious to see if something does happen, how it'll be handled. And I hope that there's nothing that comes from that, but I'm also surprised and interested to see kind of how lax it's been.
Tim, great insight. Thanks for joining us, and you stay safe as well.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.
Awesome. Tim Schmidt from Golf Week, the managing editor, and USA Today. You can also follow him on Twitter at TMS Golf Week. So thanks again for Tim for joining us there. Our look at what's going on in the PGA Tour with Colonial, the PGA Tour leaderboard check brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes. While we're at it, and we're talking about the tournament, let's get to our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing right here on Tee to Green. Kev, a big moment in round one on Thursday. Tom Lehman, historical round, the best ever for anyone in the 60s at Colonial. He was shot a 65 on Thursday. He's 61 years old. The best ever by anybody that's ever over the age of 60 in the history of the tournament. Of course, Lehman, the 96 Open Championship winner, he might be most known, though, for the fact that he just couldn't get a U.S. Open win. How about this stat? I knew he was in contention on this, but for three consecutive years, do you remember this? The 95, the 96, and the 97 U.S. Open. He was the third round leader after three rounds. All three times he couldn't finish it. But he was the 54-hole leader for three consecutive years at the U.S. Open there in the mid-90s. He did win Player of the Year during that time. He was number one in the world, actually, for a week during that time. But Lehman getting it done right now at age 65.
And meanwhile, Phil Mickelson saying, hold my beer.
Right.
When it comes to the U.S. Open. Hopefully it's a Michelob Ultra when it comes to that. So, but you know what? Colonial's a shorter golf course. And we were just talking about fitness players and, the way golfers are able to stay fit. Lehman's he's a tall guy, still generate enough distance to play the golf course. So great to see, certainly, from and great to see that he's, you know, in the event.
You know what I think is cool is he's 61 years old. He shot 65. We were just talking about Bryson DeChambeau. He's this monster young buck, and he shot 65. So that's pretty cool. I guess, as you said, Colonial is the kind of golf course where a shorter hitter can stay in contention, and it's good to see. He's a neat guy, Tom Lehman. I've actually spent a little time with him, and it's fun to watch him play well.
That's right. Speaking of our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross, Kevin, an opportunity for Donald Ross, one of our Tee to Green sponsors, I know you want to pass along.
Yeah, they wanted me to pass along Donald Ross Sportswear, of course, provides us with our clothing here on Tee to Green. They launched a new online store where everybody can shop Donald Ross now, and their, you know, golf clothing, their lifestyle brand. They have a special Father's Day event because that is coming right around the corner here. You'll get a free hat with your order of $150 or more. We wear Donald Ross. We love Donald Ross clothing. Recommend it. DonaldRoss.com. That's where you can go. And if you're looking for a Father's Day gift, go to DonaldRoss.com.
All right. A few minutes left here in this segment. Coming up on the show here, we're going to talk about Bobolink. We all know that course out in Orchard Park. In our second segment, then Woods to Wedges, the store inside the Whirly Golf Dome. That's coming up here on the third segment as you listen to Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, Jim Beam, and our home clubs, Tantera, Briarwood, and Lancaster Country Club. Let's get to our Ryder Cup report here now, and it is brought to you by New Era Cap, the official cap of Team USA, and this week, more Ryder Cup news. They announced that Captain Steve Stricker, Kevin, will get to pick six players instead of four. With less of an opportunity to qualify, there's going to be more captains picked. So six of the 12, Stricker's going to get to pick himself.
Yeah, I don't know if that made his job any easier. right? Think about, he may get more gifts, like some lobbying going
That's
on
right.
the pick players. I think it makes sense with these shorter qualifying that each team gets to – I believe Europe also gets to pick six, I think, if that's right, Brian. Didn't they both get six?
Maybe they both have to, yeah. I just saw Stricker's comments on it. Maybe it is for Europe as well.
Yeah, it makes sense. But it'll be interesting to see who gets selected and who doesn't. And if it eliminates that playoff thing. Like, remember that last pick? Was they made it till after the FedEx Cup playoffs. The Ryan Moore thing, when Ryan Moore got selected.
It also, I think, ensures that Woods and Mickelson will both be on the team, I think. I think they're both huge draws. I know Woods maybe could make it anyway, but I think now I think they're locks. They're both very tight with Stricker. I think the pressure to pick them now becomes easier because you still have four other selections.
Yeah, and they may earn it, too. So it
might
be easy
for
them. Yeah.
I mean, Mickelson has a little tougher job. Woods still right now would make it inside the top 12. But, Kevin, I know you're telling me here maybe, maybe not. What is it? I assume you got to at least agree on Tiger, right? He would definitely
pick. Yes, Tiger.
Are you thinking the Mickelson is a debatable pick?
Yes, at Whistling Straits, I mean –
get in trouble on every hole.
Yes, he's not the most accurate driver. But he'd be 50.
Shot with Phil.
He'd be 50 in the Ryder Cup. It would be cool to see Phil out there, especially with the shades and carrying the big coffee cup.
That's right. Hey, let's finish this segment here with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Talking about the grip. Jeff, you played golf with Kevin this week. Lucky you.
Yeah, don't remind me. Yeah.
That's right.
No, thanks.
What'd you do to his grip? He was telling me how awesome he was hitting the ball.
A lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about the grip, you know, how they put their hands on it. A lot of times you get golfers and they think the thumbs are supposed to go on the top of the golf club. So I'm going to talk about a right-handed golfer real quick. Your thumbs actually go on the sides of the golf club. So if I'm a right-handed golfer, my top hand's my left hand, I want to turn it. So my knuckles of my hand are almost on top of the club and my left thumb's on the right side of the shaft. So you want to see some knuckles. And then your right hand is a little bit more in the fingers, and the palms should be facing each other. So the palms are parallel. One way I like to look at this, if you put your left hand on and put the club right in front of you, and if you try to hinge it straight up towards your nose, if you put your hand too far under, it's very hard to hinge. If you put your hand on top, it's very easy to hinge. That's a strong or a neutral left-hand grip position, and that's probably the most important thing in the golf game right there. So a little drill, put your grip in front of you and see if it hinges easily towards your nose. And if not, turn that left hand on top of the club a little bit more, and that should help. A lot of people that wipe or slice the ball, that's because their grip is too weak and they have to have too much hand action through impact in order to square it up.
That was me, and let me tell you, my wife is sick of seeing me walk around the house gripping a golf club all the time while watching TV, but just try to get that feel back. To get used to it. And I go through it every single year, going from strong to weak, trying to get back to strong.
And that's the best way to do it sometimes, is at home without hitting balls. And when you do notice it, you should see your ball flight change right away. It should, typically people with weak grips at high floaters, their ball should start to come down, be a little bit lower, and maybe even start to hook. And it may change how you have to change your path. But it's certainly good golf starts with a good grip. Otherwise, you have to compensate in your swing for your weak grip.
Do you think, Jeff, that there's a lot of issues with people's grip in general? Like, is that the first thing you probably look at right away, right?
Yeah, that's the first thing I look at with lessons, is their grip. I'm hesitant to change it. You know, I want to watch how they their ball flight is and what kind of player they are and things like that. But grip is certainly important, because, like I said, if you have a funky grip, you have to have a funky swing.
Okay, very good. All right, good advice there. I want to thank Tim Schmidt from Golf Week for joining us earlier, catching us up from Colonial. Coming up next, we'll talk about one of the fun places to go in Western New York here in the summer, Bobolink Golf Club. We'll get some information on that coming up next as we roll on here on Tee to Green, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis and Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More Tee to Green coming up right after this.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantara Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We're back on TD Green. You know, one of our scheduled stops this spring on our annual tour was going to be a return trip to Bobolink in Orchard Park, but COVID has kind of killed our remote abilities, but not our abilities to talk about some of the great golf facilities in Western New York, and Bobolink is one of them. And joining me now is the general manager, Tom Sturm, and the club pro, Jim Dreff. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. And Tom, I'll start with you and just kind of take us through how Bobolink handled golf, no golf, then reopening golf, and where we are today.
Boy, Kevin, you summed it up pretty good there. It's been a real challenge for us this year. We just need to figure out exactly what we need to do. I mean, we started off with, okay, we're not allowed to open. Then we changed it. We were allowed to open under certain conditions. We researched it and contacted New York State and said, what are all the regulations we need to follow? They did just provide the information to us, and we strictly adhered to it. I mean, we're doing all our business through a carryout window, and we continue to do through a carryout window. You know, all our guys are wearing masks and gloves when they're transacting with any of the customers, and the building has been locked down. I mean, it's hurting our pro shop sales, and of course the restaurant is not open, but we're doing some pretty good business, you know, through a carryout window. We have buckets of balls outside on tables outside, and we've retrained our guys that everybody, they wipe down all the buckets after they used. If you're rent a pull cart, we're wiping that down. We're doing our best to accommodate everyone, and especially under these conditions with COVID.
Tom, did you think it being a short course, if you will, par three, very walkable, do you think that was an advantage when golf was allowed and when, you know, the no cart rule is into effect, and even now with it's one rider per cart unless they're in the same household?
You know, considering we're par three, we have no riding carts. You know, the one I referenced carts before, they were only the pull carts. And actually, our business has been pretty good because there's been a lot of people coming out who might normally ride a cart on a big course, but they're coming out here to walk and get some exercise on the small course. We've had a lot of people come out here that are first-time golfers looking for something to do. And I'm going to let Jim speak to the course and of course, how his lessons are going, because I think a lot of people are coming out and they'll learn the game again or learn it for the first time.
Yeah, and
business is good.
That's a great point. Because matter of fact, Jim, my neighbor, my neighbor's daughter, she's in her early 20s, and she's like, Mr. Sylvester, I think I'm going to take up golf. And I said, well, go play Bobolink. You know, go. That's where you should go learn a little shorter, have some success doing it. And it's an example of probably people that have been directed to you that want to take up the game because it had been and still remains one of the few things we can do.
Absolutely. And the lessons have been picking up a little bit, slow developing. Still, we really haven't gotten to the point where we've been able to put any sort of youth programs together, but we're working on that. Hopefully, by next Wednesday, I'll be able to put my first junior program together. And again, it's a little difficult because without being able to get into the pro shop or use the men's or ladies' rooms, it makes it a little difficult. But we're getting over that. We're getting over that right now, and it looks to me like we're ready to roll with that.
It's
been a little slow developing.
Yeah, we'll get to the course in a second, but lessons changed? Like your ability to give a lesson? I mean, you can do a lesson, but are there certain restrictions now with giving a golf lesson?
Well, I get this all the time. I'll have a student that I'm giving a lesson to, and that individual will say to me, well, do I have to wear a mask? And I will say to them, well, either you have to wear a mask or I have to wear a mask, but somebody has to wear a mask. So I've been wearing the mask and I've been wearing the gloves. And the social distancing part of it, yeah, we've been adhering to that as much as I can when I give the lesson. So I keep my distance. And really, the lessons have been going relatively well. But like I said, Kevin, it's slow developing just because of the situation. But it's starting to pick up a little bit as we move along. I mean, it is a short season. The next thing you know, it'll be Labor Day, and that'll be the end of that.
I know. That's the frustrating thing about that. Although when we're able to play in April, I always felt that that's bonus golf here in Western New York. And just,
I agree with you completely.
Even in April, when New York State changed the rules on us and shut us down for a couple of weeks. So we were, you know, still trying to get through what when we were allowed to be open and when we weren't allowed to be open. And when we did reopen, it was our business has been very good.
Yeah. Which is great to hear. And part of the thing I was wondering with the shape of the golf course, tee boxes are the mats, so that certainly helped out with some of our wet weather we have. But what kind of shape is the course in, Jim?
Perfect. Course is in perfect condition. Bob Perry, our head greenskeeper, is doing a great job. I mean, and it's been difficult this year because it's been hard to cut. The grass has been very wet. There's been an awful lot of rain. But they're staying on top of it. And to be honest with you, I think the course is in tremendous condition. The greens are rolling great. They're nice roll to them. Probably better than I've ever seen them. And that's been going on year after year. Our greens have really been improving. I don't know if that's really a benefit to the a lot of the players that we get here because they're a lot faster than they used to be. But as far as I'm concerned, I think it's a great thing.
Well, you know, golfers who complain about fast greens, I think aren't that experienced. I like faster greens. I think most golfers do like faster
greens.
Well,
let's put it this way. It's not Cherry Hill, okay? They don't roll quite like that. But they do roll. I mean, you do get a true roll, much better than it used to be. So, and the reason behind that was that we get so much traffic, and you know, people are not picking their feet up, and they're dragging their feet across, and the greens were just getting abused very badly. So, the idea was, well, you know, we don't have to cut them quite as often or keep them in as good a shape. But that whole mindset has changed, where now they're really keeping the greens in really nice shape. So, I'm really happy to see that.
That's one of the hallmarks of great golf facilities, not just here in Western New York, but everywhere. Tom, I want to ask you about night golf. We came out there last year. We shot a video, night golf, and I had such a blast with the lights on. And I'm like, why don't I do this more often? Can you talk about night golf, and is it still capable of doing that right now?
It's one of my favorite subjects, Kevin. I mean, night golf in this place is where the biggest growth we've seen this spring. And I, you know, the obvious reason is I think people are looking for something to do and they come out here and just have a great time. You know, we'll turn the lights on when it starts to get to be dusk. And it's not just a golf course, it's a driving range. And, you know, check it out at 10, 11 o'clock at night and just about every driving range stall will be full and we'll have a lot of people out on the course. And boy, you want to talk about a lot of kids out there, a lot of grown-ups out there just having a great time. You know, and they might bring a beer or two with them when they go out there, and we have beer and pop available here that they can purchase, but boy, they have a lot of fun out there. We even got some golf balls that light up. They're called night flyers, and just to watch a foursome hit these night flyers, and you could track them all the way through when they get up into the darkness, and of course, you hit them in the water, you can watch them sink all the way down to the bottom of the pond. So it's a great time to be here, and boy, we get so many people that come out here and play. I played here as a kid. This is where I grew up. This is where I learned how to play golf, and it's great at night golf. And, you know, now they're bringing their kids, and boy, it's just great to see. I mean, that's our biggest growth area is actually night golf. People are looking for things to do.
And one of the things I like about it, and Jim, you could speak to this as a pro, you don't need to bring the whole bag. You could bring three clubs, two clubs and a putter and have a great time.
That's absolutely right. Whatever clubs you think you need, you could have just a very light carry bag. Obviously, needless to say, you don't need your woods. But I see some people that do bring drivers and hybrids and stuff like that. But, you know, that's personal preference. But you're right. You can come out here with a couple of clubs, a 9-iron, an 8-iron, a pitching wedge, and a putter, and you're good to go, really.
Well, let's talk about here as we wrap things up about making reservations for tee times. Tom, how is that structured in this current situation?
Well, we've expanded our ability to be able to do business here, and we tried to start looking at tee times, but we're not built for it. And we've been getting some very steady crowds, but nothing that's been overwhelming. And anybody that calls, we just tell them, come on out here, we'll get you out to play. We, depending on how busy we are, we might send some people out in the back nine if they only want nine holes. But we do not make tee times, and we have had the ability to get everybody out there, maybe a short wait with some of them. But for the most part, it's worked out very, very well for us. We are now we're doing a lot more advertising on our website, and you have the ability to prepay on our website. So you don't even have to have any transaction at the window level. You just kind of step up and say, hey, I was online. This is my authorization. And we say, you're good to go. Grab a scorecard and go. And so we're making it easier and easier to speed it up, keep people moving. And it's worked out very well for us. But tee times, I don't see us ever making tee times here in the future. We just, we're of course, you stop over and you play nine holes and you can do it in, an hour and a half and have a great time.
Yeah, which is what people are looking for. They're looking for a great time and for not to take forever. And that's good to hear. By the way, the website is bobolinkgolf.com, bobolinkgolf.com. That is where you go. Jim, same. What about booking lessons or range sessions?
Yeah, just give me a call. Maybe you might want to stop in. Maybe I can help you with your game a little bit.
I need some help
either
right
way,
now.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with my grip, by the way.
Give me a call, though. Don't just show up unannounced.
you know what?
And I'll help you.
You know what I was encouraged by, and maybe you see this a lot with golfers, and I was interviewing Ryan Armour, PGA player, and he struggled this year. And he goes, well, I found my instructor found my grip was getting weaker instead of stronger. And I'm like, son of a gun, I have the same problem where I go from a strong grip and it just creeps to weak. And then you hit that fade starts becoming more and more aggressive, if we will.
Yeah. Well, we got to keep an eye on that. It can work either way. The grip can go from strong to weak or weak to strong. The first thing I go over with my students is making sure that they've got a correct grip and that they practice it at least a few 5 minutes a day just to get used to it. I tell them, put the club next to the TV or the computer or whatever, and every so often pick it up and work on your grip. And it seems to help them get used to it because it's a kind of an uncomfortable feeling when you start adjusting people's grip. But it's, you got to make it right and you got to get used to the feel, and then we just go from there.
Yeah, Meat has told me the same thing. So I have these grilling tools that are actually golf grip grilling tools. So that's what I'm out there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm out there by the grill doing that, looking stupid to my neighbors, but it's all
good. No, you're doing the right thing.
Well, gentlemen,
you're doing the right thing.
We appreciate your time here on Tee to Green. We look forward to coming out for a visit in the near future. And thanks again for your time. Best of luck with the rest of this golf season and all the challenges that we have in the current situation over at Bobolink.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin, thank you very much. I'd like to invite you to come on out here and play the time. And boy, I really appreciate you.
Okay.
You're putting us on Tee to Green, and we enjoy it as much as you guys do. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. That's Tom Sturm and Jim Dreff from Bobolink. Again, bobolinkgolf.com. We'll be back with more right here on Tee to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Tantara Golf Club, Briarwood Country Club, and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up.
We're back on Tee to Green. Kevin Sylvester, Brian Koziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, and I want to remind you that Scroy Financial is a locally family-owned financial planning firm that is ready to help you. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. Hey, look, it just like a golf pro, you need a money pro. And call our friends at Scroy Financial, 674-6700, for a complimentary one-hour consultation. You can learn more. Check out their website, scroyfinancial.com. That's S-G-R-O-I, financial.com. And also want to mention the Jumpa Agency with Allstate. Hey, if you haven't checked your insurance rate in a while, give the Jumpa Agency a call with locations in Williamsville and in Clarence.
Final segment here on Tee to Green. Want to thank Jim and Tom. Last segment coming in from Bobolink to give you a little information about what's going on there. Really cool course to play, especially if you've got kids or if you're a beginner, or just go at night, regardless of what level you're at. It's a cool place to play at night. One of the Western New York gems, no doubt about it, with a place to go late at night in the summer. Okay, final segment here. One of our presenting sponsors, always a great partner here on Tee to Green, Woods to Wedges, inside the Whirly Golf Dome, and joining us, Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges. Pat, thanks for joining us. It has obviously, I'm sure, been a challenging time for all of you there, dealing with COVID-19 over the last few months. But back open now. What's the latest? And just tell us how everybody's doing over there.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. We are open again. We opened on June 2nd as part of the phase two. We are using all the CDC guidelines. You know, everybody's wearing masks. It's a little difficult, you know, getting a lesson or getting a fitting with a mask on. But we're just doing our part to keep everybody safe. Lessons are going full again. People are really itching to get some new equipment, too, because we're doing a lot of fittings. We were wondering how that was going to go because, you know, coming out of this, we didn't know how much extra money people are going to have to spend and what kind of interest was going to be there. But I guess if anybody knows, if you've been trying to get out on a golf course, the golf courses are pretty full. It's hard to get tee times in a lot of places somewhere. So there are a lot of golfers out there, and we're back up and rolling, and things are going great right now.
Well, the government and the stimulus package made sure that we can get new equipment. So we think that.
That $1,200 gets you some nice gear, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. No. I kid. I know some people really needed that money. I'll raise my hand included with that. But let's talk about the fitting process, Pat. How is that working now? Like, what is different, or what should people expect? Do they have to wear a mask? What's the process like right now?
Yeah, we do require you wear a mask when we're in there. We have kind of spread out our appointments a little bit more, so it gives us a little bit more time in between, because after each one, we have to wipe down all the clubs, all the equipment, everything that was touched, all the surfaces. And so we're given a little time to make sure that everybody's safe in there. And, you know, like I said before, you're wearing a mask when you're hitting. It's a little difficult in there, but it seems to have gone pretty well. Most people haven't really complained too much. It's kind of the new normal wearing masks, it seems. So it's been going good, though.
Pat Phillips with us here from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome as we roll on here on Tee to Green. Pat, we know all three of us have been in there and, you know, gone to the new fitting areas and all the awesome new technologies with the screens and everything in there. For those that haven't maybe been inside Woods to Wedges within the last, I guess, less than calendar year, there's been quite a bit of upgrades and quite a bit of changes. I want you to let everybody know about that.
Yeah, we have, as you come walking into our shop, you'll see that we have a whole wall of shafts. We got, you know, hundreds of shafts and club heads on the wall. That's what we use for our fitting process. And, you know, there's 10,000 combinations to put together on the wall there. So if we can't fit you there, you probably can't get fit. So, and then we have two studios in there that we use. We have a TrackMan, you know, a launch monitor in there, and that's how we do all our fittings. We use the TrackMan and video too for our lessons. We have video in there too for that too.
Now I've been playing golf a long time. The only people that have ever touched my clubs to bend them or fix them is Woods to Wedges and Donna over there. And I really appreciate the work you guys do. Now, Pat, what's the most important thing when you're fitting? What do you go to first? So I'm walking into your studio. You watch me hit some shots. Is it shaft? Is it head? Is it, what's the first thing you're looking at when you're doing a fitting for someone?
Well, the first thing we look at is, you know, they'll hit some, say in an iron fitting, we'll have somebody hit their 7-iron. So we get a good baseline on that with the club head speed, ball speed, launch angle, spin. We're kind of looking at that kind of stuff. And that kind of gives all the fitters there an idea of what we should be putting them into. And obviously there's different categories of clubs, right? There's your players clubs, there's your players distance clubs now. There's the game improvement, super game improvement irons. And that's what we're kind of looking at. We kind of give them a little interview process, see what kind of player they are, what they're looking for, and the data gives us all a lot of what we need. Once we see somebody swinging at a certain club head speed and the ball speed, we have a really good idea what we're going to put them in right away. But we do mix it up. We don't pigeonhole anybody into one brand. We give everybody an equal opportunity in there as far as brand wise, and it works out better that way for us, because the customer ends up leaving with the product that fits them, not just something that their buddy hit. Their buddy hit the Titleist, or their buddy hit the TaylorMade they love. That might not be right for you. So when we go through there, if you come in with an open mind, we will get you the clubs that fit you the best.
Excellent. Pat, how about lessons? I know that's another thing. If people are really getting into wanting to improve their game this year, more time to play golf. I know Woods to Wedges, you guys also offer lessons.
Yes, myself and Dave Petronic. Dave Petronic is our PGA associate instructor. He's back with us. He had taken a season off. He was at Orchard Park Country Club for one season, but he's back with us now. We got two instructors again, which is great, because the lesson business has been taken off too. So we also have a coaching program that we're offering there too, on top of individual lessons. We have a coaching program where there's a monthly fee that you can pay there, and you get a couple lessons, and we also offer, as part of that, you get like 8 1-hour sessions on your own to practice in the TrackMan studio. So if somebody's really trying to get better and make some improvements, our coaching program is outstanding for that. There's nothing like practicing with a purpose and practicing with some really good feedback with the video and the TrackMan launch monitor numbers that you get. But we're excited about that too. We got some people that are taking advantage of that. And that helps us as instructors too, because a lot of times if you're giving a lesson, you don't know if your students are practicing in between lessons, like you give them the homework to do. And sometimes we wonder if they're even doing that. And that's really how you get better, is to make sure you're practicing, not just getting the lessons, but practicing in between. And when they come from,
imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine trying to practice, trying to get better that way. That's weird.
Yeah. So it's part of the coaching program. We see them. If they're coming for the eight sessions on top, so that's like 10 times a month. I mean, I know that's a lot, but really anybody that knows about making improvements in your swing and in the game, that's how you got to do it, really.
Excellent. Woods2WedgesBuffalo.com is the website. Of course, you can go see Pat or Dave, as you said, Kevin and Donna there as well. Lots of opportunities, fitting, lessons, just even something as simple as you need clubs regripped. It's a good spot to go. They'll take care of you here right now during what is a busy golf time. So, Pat, thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for always supporting the show, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Awesome.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right. Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges. We want to thank all of our guests here today on Tee to Green, and then we'll talk to you next Saturday. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.